country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day, sun soaking bulges in the shade. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Well, how about that for an introduction to a show?
Moving to the country.
Huh?
Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Do you know that song?
I sure do.
Yeah, pretty wild. This probably was part of your upbringing.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what year, but yes, I remember it being on the radio a lot and singing it a lot and all that good
from
stuff.
From the band, The Presidents of the United States. And
yeah.
That's a great way for us to welcome Professor Kelly Alexander. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. Did you hear our introductory song?
I do know what year that song is from.
Oh.
Because it's the year I graduated from college, which is 1995. And,
I knew it.
If you write a book about peaches, people will come up to you and randomly start singing that song to you.
I'm not surprised.
I did love hearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's
yes,
so fun.
This one, too.
Well, Kelly has written a book. It's been out for a few years, but it's absolutely the most charming and sweet book on peaches you could ever imagine. It's a Savor the South cookbook called Peaches by Kelly Alexander. I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen this morning. 38 years and counting, America's longest-running radio food show. And before we have Gail and Brian Sullivan join us in the studio for our first of the summer peach tasting, the proud owners of the Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company in Healdsburg, California. We've had them on the show for some 26 years
yeah.
since they started the peach factory up there. It's not a factory. The peach farm, the orchards up there. We wanted to set the stage with a gal who's actually a native of Georgia, and I thought, well, she's got street cred right there writing a book about peaches. So how did you get involved in the project, Kelly?
You know, your music is playing in the background. Oh, thank you. How did I get involved in writing about peaches?
Yes.
I am from Georgia. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I will tell you that when I was becoming a food writer, it wasn't really an occupation. There were newspaper food sections, but the whole explosion of food on the internet, where the proliferation of recipes everywhere and Epicurious and the digitization of the food world hadn't really happened yet, although I had an amazing front row seat to all of that happening during my career. But I grew up in a Southern Jewish family where food was really, really important. And I loved peaches because I was from Georgia. But to be honest with you, when I was growing up, I took them for granted because they were everywhere and you could get good peaches all of the time. And I didn't realize how much I actually loved them until I moved to New York City and started working at Food & Wine magazine. Mm. And what I saw, I think about like early days of my career, was like the Devil Wears Prada, except food magazine edition. So working with all these very fancy New York fashionista types who worked for a food magazine, and they got cut fruit every day from the bodega. So they would go and buy these little plastic containers of like cut up pineapples and stuff. And I thought that was the most exotic and exciting thing. Like I had not had a lot of experience with food, like fruit that was not fresh fruit, like fresh peaches. And I missed peaches a lot. Suddenly, this fruit that had been something I'd taken for granted all my life, I really longed for because you couldn't get them there nearly as easily. So flash forward to me moving to North Carolina and pursuing food, a serious scholarship. The UNC Press, I'm a food studies professor at UNC Chapel Hill, was putting together a series of books of iconic foods of the South, this series of 24 books. And the editor was a friend of mine, and she said, I'd love to have you write one of these books for these series. I'm imagining these slim volumes devoted to single subjects like pecans and bourbon. And before she could even ask me, I said, peaches. I want to do peaches. Can I please do peaches? Has anybody signed up for peaches? And it was the force of a series of 30 books that have come out, and many of the other authors who are, you know, serious food study scholars and researchers were like, how did you get peaches? I asked for peaches and you took it. And I got it because I was the only one from Georgia. So that's a long-winded way of how it all came about.
Wow.
Gosh, you were in the right place at the right time with the right lineage.
Yes, correct.
And you still love peaches to this day, I'm assuming.
I absolutely love them. And I think it's become quite difficult to find a really delicious one. Mm-hmm. And where I live now in North Carolina, the constant debate is which state has better peaches, Georgia or South Carolina. And they both have very good peaches. But I will tell you consistently for the past three summers, the best single peach I had was from California, where most of the country's peaches come from anyway. But peaches are really made for California temperature, for the climate. And so consistently, if you are in a blind taste test, I would wager a California peach would win. And I am so sorry to my Southern friends.
Gosh, I was so careful not to stomp on your Southern roots.
Right. But,
you know, because we've been tasting peaches here in the kitchen for 35, 40 years. And every year there's new exciting varietals of peaches here. Mm-hmm. So just because you're the biggest doesn't mean you're the best.
I think that's true. And I think one thing people don't realize is how often varieties of peaches cycle through, because the peach tree only lives 10 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. So there seems like an infinite variety of them, right? They're constantly coming up. Yeah. And the reason Georgia even became famous for peaches, which was in the great, you know, millennia of history about peaches relatively recent, like 1870s, was for this one variety called the Alberta, which is probably the dominant peach in the U.S. for many, many years. And it was a graft of a Chinese peach with a Georgia peach variety. And it really took over the market. And talk about, like, being at the right place in the right time. It was a peach that had hardy enough skin that it could travel and it could survive a train trip, which lots of peaches can't. So that association with Georgia and the Alberta is longstanding and really put Georgia on the map as the peach state. But now you can't get an Alberta anymore. And those are the peaches I grew up eating. They're amazing peaches.
Right. Can we jump into the book?
Please.
Yes. I mean, it really is, as Steve said, such a sweet book. And I didn't know there were 30 others sort of in this series, which I'm excited to go check out after this. But I think the first thing I can't help but notice about your book is you start with desserts. It's not common to start backwards, and it's usually at the end of the book.
But she's a provocateur, you can tell.
She is, and it made me like, let's make dessert. So, there's some classics in there. There's a couple not-so-classics in there. Are there some favorites or any you'd like to jump in with?
So it was an argument with the UNC Press when I said, listen, we have to start with desserts. I understand that that's uncommon, but I had like one kind of guiding rule, which is I didn't want any what I was calling stupid peach recipes, by which I mean, you know, some cookbooks, if you're doing a single ingredient cookbook, you feel like you have to throw it into everything. And so I was like, I'm not going to do peach meatloaf and peach ketchup. This is a beautiful fruit, and I never want to say that what you should do is cook it. Like, if you have a perfect peach in front of you, just eat it. Just lean over your sink and eat it. There's nothing better.
Yep.
However, there are incredible desserts that you can make with peaches, and I really wanted to start there. And so finally, after a back and forth, the UNC Press said, okay, you can put the dessert chapter first, but you have to put a note in there about why. So I did get to win that argument and then defend it.
And
but
you won.
I would say, go ahead. Yes, I did. Personally, I love peach ice cream, but I like it if you cook the peaches first. And this technique actually came from Alton Brown. He calls it burnt peach ice cream. You're really just caramelizing peaches for a while first until they break down and their sugars break down and they get nice and really kind of almost nutty. And that's my favorite kind of peach ice cream.
Yeah.
So I love that recipe. I go back to it every summer. And then some slightly unusual, you know, I grew up in a Southern Jewish household, and we had Shabbat on Friday nights, and we had roasted chicken, and I love roasted chicken. And when I was experimenting with this book, I started making roasted chickens with a peach in the cavity of the bird and a shallot and some rosemary, and that is delicious. And it really will make your house smell incredible when it's cooking, but it gives the meat some extra moisture and sweetness. So that's probably my most unexpected. When people ask me that, you know, how should I cook a peach that would be surprising? It's like, well, try it inside of roasted chicken. It's delicious.
Right. And you have a few other chicken recipes in there that are really nice, too. Like, I think there's a peach ginger chicken, which I know is something that maybe people used to make with, like, a peach marmalade and ginger powder and things. But you've brought it to life with, like, some real ginger and, you know, it sounds fantastic.
Those kind of progressive era, like, women's homemaking, that's what I study in my research life, as I study cookbooks as historical documents of mostly women's knowledge in the kitchen, and I'm interested in that time frame. And you see a lot of these like chicken and peach jam recipes, and I thought, oh gosh, like they're very old and casserole-y, but how could that be delicious? And the fresh ginger, doing it a little bit differently. And I will also highlight, there's a famous restaurant in Chapel Hill where I live now, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, called Crook's Corner. It was founded by a man named Bill Neal, whose books won James Beard Awards for Southern recipes. And there is a side dish called green peach salad. And it's what to do with, you know, sometimes you just get a bummer peach and it will never ripen. And it is a baseball. And this recipe is for those peaches. You just very thinly slice them and toss them with a little sugar and a little mint and a little vinegar. And it's an awesome side dish, especially for grilled foods. Grilled chicken, it goes perfectly. But it's got some bite and some crunch, and it's what to do with those peaches that will just never behave for you.
Well, I love that. Where do I remember that? Bummer peach.
Bummer peach. Yeah. And converting to salad.
I love it. Well, let's take a quick break, 2-minute break, all right? And then we'll be back with Kelly. Kelly has written this wonderful sweet book called Peaches, part of the Savor of the South cookbook. Kelly Alexander's with us for the first part of their show, and then later on we'll welcome in Brian and Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach, and she's brought in a flat of a fresh peach.
They're gorgeous.
Fresh peach picked.
Yep. Sitting
fresh
right next to us.
Peaches. And we'll be tasting those. I'm Steve Garner along with Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen.
County Fine. From substance use and mental health challenges. From detox and residential treatment to outpatient care, medication-assisted treatment, and adolescent services, our compassionate team is here to support every step of the journey. Recovery is possible, and you don't have to do it alone. CenterPoint DAC online at cpdaac.org.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg, whoa, your car, you got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Joining us by the magic of the telephone is Kelly Alexander. She teaches at the University of North Carolina. That's at Chapel Hill, and she teaches food culture, food studies, and has written this beautiful book a few years back called Peaches, A Savor of the South Cookbook. She's a native Georgia gal. She's got some street cred as far as peaches go, and she's just a passionate advocate of the fruit. It's wonderful to have her here for the first few minutes. Emily, you have almost every page highlighted.
I do have a lot highlighted. They sound. I'm excited to make some things because I also know I'm probably going home with some peaches today.
So. You probably are.
Yes, but there are two that I had to say I don't. Two of your recipes that I don't think I've ever had, and one is peach tempura. I can't say that I've probably had that, and I don't actually think I've had pickled peaches before.
Pickled peaches is an amazing old school Southern condiment that is, you know, all to do with cooking and canning and cellaring food, you know, and so it's a way to save your peach from the summer and give it a little bit of a longer life. But pickled peaches are really good in the wintertime to pull them out on something that is really rich, like a really rich chicken stew. I might have my pickled peaches on the side of. And I'll say that to you, and I will also say that your pickled peaches would have to last that long because they're really nice and tangy, those, and like having one on the side of a burger is also delicious. So mine don't often make it all the way to the winter, but they're a fun condiment. Try those. Those are really fun. The tempura, there was a restaurant when I was first starting out working as a food reporter in New York that had tempura fruit for dessert, and I thought it was very cool and exotic, and it takes... This is, again, like a what to do if you have a peach that isn't perfectly ripe, that can withstand being battered and fried a little bit. So it's kind of like if you can imagine a riff on like a fried peach pie, a fried peach hand pie, which were all over Georgia when I was growing up, fried peach pies, especially at like roadside burger joints in the summer, you could get fried peach pies, which are delicious. But peach tempura is if you have a hard peach, that is maybe not the sweetest peach you've ever seen, and the stone is having trouble separating from the center, and you are not thinking you're going to be able to eat that peach fresh, that is the kind of peach you want to try for peach tempura, and then I would have some nice vanilla ice cream with that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds delightful.
Doesn't that sound delightful?
It does.
Somebody is making that.
Yeah, I might try it out. It looks, you know, and only, what, 5 ingredients or something? It's not, not too tricky.
And not onerous to fry, like some other things.
Right.
It's kind of a fun little project, that one.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of cherry season here in California, of course, so I've made peach clafouti a couple times already. And with Gail's peaches that I'm probably going to go home, maybe I'll do a peach clafouti also. So you've made this right, correct?
I've made all of those recipes, and I tested them myself, which was like a very memorable experience for my children, who are now in college but were a bit younger, when I was doing the recipe testing for that book. And I know it might sound exciting, as it did to some of their friends, that there were many nights in the summer I was really wanted to have a perfect peach pie in the book. So many, many nights we had peach pie for dinner while I was working on that recipe. And it was to the point where they were like, are we having peach pie for dinner again? And I said, yes, we are. And you are very lucky children to be having that.
I see why dessert was first in the book now. It's been top of mind. Yeah.
Beautiful. The book is Peaches, Kelly Alexander. Came out a few years ago, but I think we could still get this book online, can't we, Kelly?
Absolutely. And it's been, you know, I've done a lot of projects that are related to social justice and food. I've done a lot of work on food waste research and on food waste recirculation and policies related to that. And I have to say, the thing people ask me the most about still is this Peaches book. And I think it is, in part, it is, as you say, the right time, the right story. People really love to talk about peaches, and there's so much love for them in the world. And that cover of the book with just a simple iconic peach on it, I think speaks to people. Also, it's a joyful subject. So I probably talk about this little book I wrote with, you know, 50 recipes for peach dishes and a small essay about my connection to them more than I talk about anything else I've ever written.
Wow. That's amazing. That's, for all.
Thank you. You've set the tone for a beautiful hour of peach talk here on the station. Kelly,
my pleasure.
Thank you. And, you know, you don't really have that North Carolina accent. You don't really have a Georgia accent. Maybe it's all those years in academic you've but I bet
yes.
after a mint julep or so, you know, maybe we'll hear a little drawl.
Or a Bellini.
So right. You are so right. As soon as I have a cocktail, it typically sneaks out. You're absolutely right.
It was wonderful meeting you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Kelly Alexander from the University of North Carolina and her Peaches book.
Yeah.
Lovely book, isn't it?
I love that one.
Well, stick around. And now we're going to move from the phone to a live Peach Immersion,
yes.
30 minutes with Brian and Gail Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Thinking about starting weight loss treatment? GoodRx is here to help. We offer FDA-approved GLP-1 medications prescribed by licensed providers, including the Wegovy tablet, with straightforward pricing and pickup at your local pharmacy or delivery to your door. All from America's number one prescription app. Go to GoodRx.com/weightloss to get started. GoodRx is not insurance. Cancel anytime. Number one prescription app ranked by a third-party study.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
Right now on My Sonoma Deals, experience the iconic Alexander Valley Vineyards. For a limited time, get a $100 gift card for $50 to Alexander Valley Vineyards at MySonomaDeals.com. Use your voucher for award-winning estate Cabernet or a visit to the largest wine cave in the county. From the historic Wetzel Estate to scenic Hillside Rose, this deal offers the ultimate local escape. Grab half-price savings at MySonomaDeals.com.
If you're crazy about your pets and love your livestock, then it's time to visit us at Larson's Feed and Pet Supply. Hi, I'm Ken Larson.
And I'm Amy Larson. We have everything you need to keep your animals happy.
Nutritious pet foods and top quality feed for your livestock. Horses, cows, goats, chickens, llamas, whatever you're raising.
At Larson's Feed and Pet Supply, we also have a wide selection of toys, treats, bedding, and accessories.
And when you need some expert advice, just ask. Our team can help you choose the right products.
Ranchers, hobby farmers, and devoted pet people make Larson's their only stop for supplying everything necessary for happy animals.
Stop by today and see why Larson's is a local favorite for everything feed and pet.
We're just west of Cotati on Gravenstein Highway and online at LarsonsFeedAndPetSupply.com. Order online for in-store pickup or delivery.
L-A-R-S-E-N-S FeedAndPetSupply.com. We're open 7 days a week.
Larson's Feed and Pet Supply.
Something new is bouncing into spring. At Centerline 33, we're celebrating our grand opening with fresh courts, wellness amenities, and fresh pricing. Whether you're brand new or already hooked on pickleball, now's the time to jump in and experience our one-of-a-kind facility with every aspect of fitness and wellness. Come be part of the fastest-growing sport and a growing local community with Centerline 33 this spring. Visit centerline33.com to join the fun today.
So happy I could bust because Gail and Brian Sullivan are with us in the KS Auto Kitchen this morning, the proud owners of the Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company. We first had Gail on the show July 28th, 2001, when she and Brian had just purchased the Dry Creek Peach and Produce from the Joanna, right?
Yeah, and Steve Monroe.
And Steve Monroe. And John Ash and I welcomed her to the show, and she was as nervous as a schoolgirl on a first date. But she did great, and then over the years, her confidence increased, and now she's just really the queen of peaches here in Northern California.
Peach queen.
And Brian's no slouch either. Hi, Brian. No, come on, say hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. And again, after a year, we see each other about once a year or so. This seems a little earlier for peaches than your normal, is it, this year?
It definitely is, and this is our 26th year. We usually do open around Memorial Day weekend, so our first variety is called the Rich May because it is an end of May peach. Mm-hmm. But we opened the farm stand a week and a half ago.
Wow.
So more mid to early May. So anyway.
The 12th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're running a little bit early. And I know throughout the county, I think people are forecasting early, including the grapes. Some people are talking about 1 month early.
Olives as well, actually.
Yeah, right.
That our olives are coming in a little early out at McAvoy Ranch as well.
Another stone fruit.
Yep, exactly.
So is the peach stand open on Wednesdays only? Or?
Well, here we go. So, you know, we're in harvest, and we harvest when ripe. Yeah. So it looks like we will be picking tomorrow morning. So we'll open the farm stand on Sunday, the 24th at noon. And we actually ended up doing that last week, too. So, you know, we pick when they're ready, and if they're ready, we will open the farm stand. So traditionally, we've been open on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. But when we need to, we will, you know, we'll harvest and open up. And actually, Patrick and Kristen are at the farmer's market, the Healdsburg market, right now.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fruit out there, as well as our jam, which we will be sampling a little bit later. But yes, so anyway, we're off to a big start this early in the season.
Wow.
We don't always have this kind of volume.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice.
And how many varieties are ripe right now?
Well, right now we've got about three varieties.
Okay.
And, you know, we grow 30 varieties throughout the summer. We're typically starting Memorial Day, but this year starting kind of mid-May. And we go through Labor Day, and it's always a mix of yellow and white. Mm-hmm. So right now we're going to be trying the first variety that we harvest, which is called the Rich May. And then we have the Z Diamond, which we're harvesting right now. So the Rich Mays are waning. They're ending. The Z Diamonds are kind of on their way. And then this beautiful first white spring snow, which is truly the best peach of all the peaches we grow for Bellini mix.
Nice. Yeah. Which I know Steve was hoping you may magically appear with Bellini.
They came in from Bodega Bay.
I know.
It was our 33rd anniversary. Oh, so we were out of Bodega Bay.
They're doing us a favor by even being here today. So thank you for coming in.
No. But it's so perfect because with Bellinis and Bellini mix, you really want the color and the flavor to be just right. And we have been to Harry's Bar in Venice. They do an incredible job, which is where they originated from. But that pink flesh color is very hard to capture. And this is just the right peach to capture that. Not only the sweet flavor, but this beautiful blush color.
Don't you, or did you have it frozen mix that people could purchase?
Well, that's what we do is we make it in these kind of two cups of puree to a bottle of whatever it is you're using. You can use Prosecco, or if not an alcohol, you can use ginger ale. So it's really, really nice. And you can either serve it fresh and chilled, or you can freeze it. And
we don't
it's
make
really
to sell.
We typically don't. We now, so it's a little bit in limited supply. So, but it's wonderful to make on your own. And I am starting to include recipes to. I send out a weekly e-blast if people are on my e-list, and you can just join that via our website. And I'm starting to send out recipes. So I'm gonna. That's what I was doing right after.
Oh.
So I'm gonna send this e-blast out with a Bellini recipe because this is truly the one you want to make.
Nice.
And those will be done when? Soon?
Yeah, probably in a week. Oh. Every variety lasts about 2 weeks, and that's about it. So, you know, just about every week we have a new variety that we're starting to harvest. So it continues to change throughout as we progress through summer.
Vincenzo Bellini would love to be here.
I know. Singing
opera on the show. Enjoying a Bellini.
I know.
Just lovely. So what should we start? Should we start with a taste of a peach?
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Like,
it's very hard to be around all these peaches and not eating some.
All right.
And honestly, the kitchen has never had such a beautiful bouquet and aroma as these fresh-cut peaches. So pass one over to me. And Gail, why don't you talk about our first peach?
So this is called the Rich May, and like I said, this is the very first peach that opens up our peach season. And our first peaches are what we call semi-freestone. They're not quite freestone yet, but they're not the hardcore cling, so they're kind of this in-between. And it's all about the first, 3 to 4 weeks, they're this semi-freestone variety. But it's a beautiful way to start the season, right?
Oh, it's so good.
Would you spell it?
It's just a Rich May.
R-I-C-H-M-A-Y.
M-A-Y. Just like
the month.
The month.
Okay.
And I think to open the season, it's this really nice blend, and it's a yellow peach of sweet and tart.
It does have a nice, a little bit of tartness, but not, but still really well balanced.
Yeah, so it's I think it's just that. It's a really well balanced way to start the season.
And it's so juicy.
I know. And
so
our
yummy.
So that was our first one. So that's kind of on the decline now. So and
has this been one of the original ones from 25 years ago?
Because
peaches don't really, it's been that long.
And so this was one of the original. So
it is.
Not a lot of those trees that we originally bought the farm from the Monroes are, we've had to remove them because peaches don't, they're not like olive trees that can go on and on.
I mean, to me, when we bought our house at the JC neighborhood, the peach tree that had been planted there was in 1980, and it lasted 22 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But that was about its longest life cycle, right? 20 years or so?
What do you think?
Oh, I think they can last longer than that.
Do you have some that
the
are 30?
The snow kinks we have now were mature trees 26 years ago and they're still there
producing.
Pumping it out.
It can vary very much, but and the way we go about harvesting, since we're in it right now, is we harvest everything by hand. So we hand pick, hand pack, hand sort, all of that by hand. But we also, which is what makes us kind of very different, I would say, than the bigger growers, because they just physically can't do it. But because we do everything by hand, with one peach tree, we will go back 4 to 5 times to pick. So we start, at the top, the fruit that has the greatest exposure to the sun, then the outside, then around, and then back. And so over that, 10-day to 2-week period, we will probably have gone back to that tree 4 to 5 times.
Wow.
And if you watch our workers, and they are absolute pros, you will see them and they will touch. And it's by, multi-sensations, but it's especially touch and especially around the shoulder of that peach. And they touch them and they know the exact right time to pick them when they're firm ripe, because they can't be dead ripe or you can't handle them. They would bruise too easily. So it's this really nice firm ripeness, and they know just exactly when to
do it. There's so much finesse involved in picking.
They'll touch 5 or 6 and pick one. They do it quickly.
And I bet they know the tree. I bet they know when they're going back, this area is going to be
already
right
been
next.
Done. You're
yeah,
right.
Already been done or anything.
So is your original farm manager, Eusebio Savago, still there?
He is still there, and it's all, Eusebio and his family, and then it's all our family. That's it. It's really kind of
And it's too, really thanks to him that it's continued.
Yeah.
He's the most important.
Right. He's the farmer. And he's the real pro, he and his family. So, and then it's our family too, and that's like Patrick, our son, who's now 27. He's there at the farmer's market.
I love it.
I know. So I know when we bought the farm, he was just a little guy. He was just a new, he was a baby.
Sometimes when you say bought the farm, it's, I don't want to buy the. No, let's take a break while we're tasting this peach.
Right.
We'll taste and then we'll comment when we come back. Gail and Brian Sullivan are with us. Proud owners of the Dry Creek Peach and Produce Company in beautiful Dry Creek in Healdsburg, California.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local Diamond Certified company. with a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, I'm Vicki from Santa Rosa. We needed a couple of cabinets for a small half bath and decided to check out Cabinets 101. We were able to get exactly what we were looking for in the color we wanted, and we were able to find a beautiful countertop and sink for nearly half the price we had been quoted elsewhere. Stop in and see Stan at Cabinets 101. He is so knowledgeable and easy to work with. You'll be glad you did.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Something new is bouncing into spring. At Centerline 33, we're celebrating our grand opening with fresh courts, wellness amenities, and fresh pricing. Whether you're brand new or already hooked on pickleball, now's the time to jump in and experience our one-of-a-kind facility with every aspect of fitness and wellness. Come be part of the fastest-growing sport and a growing local community with Centerline 33 this spring. Visit centerline33.com to join the fun today.
The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District wants you to know that it's Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and staying safe outdoors is more important than ever. After enjoying nature, remember to check yourself for ticks. Wear long-sleeve shirts and pants to create a barrier against these tiny pests. Opt for light-colored clothes to spot ticks easily. And don't forget to apply your tick repellent on exposed skin. Look for products containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Learn more at msmosquito.org.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
As much as I like wine tastings, a peach tasting is better.
In the morning here,
I mean, because you can do a wine tasting any time of the year. You can't do what we're doing, and our listeners can do, only these precious 4 or 5 months of the year.
Yeah.
We're with Gail and Brian Sullivan from Dry Creek Peach and Produce, and our next peach was the Z Diamond. Talk about that one.
Right. So that's another yellow peach variety that we're harvesting. And there's this whole family of Z. There's Trazi and Z Diamonds. Anyway, it's a really, once again, different, tastes different than the Rich May, but also kind of that nice classic yellow sweet tart type of peach.
Yep.
And a good early season variety.
But look, a different color peach.
I know, we got a white one.
I know. So this is that great spring snow. And anyway, this is the white peach that starts our white peach season. Mm. And like I said earlier, it really is a beautiful variety if you want to make Bellini mix. Because
so
it creates this really beautiful peach blush color when you blend it all together.
Mm. And a whole additional flavor, I feel like. I mean, there's like almost a aromatic kind of, I don't want to say perfumey because that sounds bad, but it's a, it just has a whole other element to it.
The white peaches are sweeter.
Yeah, sweeter, and at least to me, it seemed more complex. But
yeah, and they have a different texture too. Oh. They
yeah,
often
people wouldn't think that. They
no?
think it, they think they're just sweet.
All right, I found it had all kinds of other things going on.
Yeah,
probably more so these early ones.
Yeah, got it.
And they have a higher water content and a lower acid base.
Yeah,
so it changes the composition of the fruit a little bit, and it changes how you work with that fruit
sure.
too. So
are these more fragile, and they would show bruising quicker because of lighter
yeah,
flesh?
Well, yes, and they are more fragile, and they're more difficult to grow too. They're a little more susceptible to things too. So, but I think this is what makes it sort of the perfect Bellini peach, because you're pureeing it, and then you're putting it through a sieve, and it maintains this kind of perfumey. Flavor, call it, I don't even know if you can call it that, but it maintains this delicate balance while actually adding to the color. So it's a really different and interesting fruit.
Are all the peaches priced the same per pound, no
they
matter
are.
What variety it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we sell at our farm stand, it's always the same price. And you can buy by the pound, or we sell by the flat.
By the flat. And do you have a newsletter where you tell people what's being harvested that week?
Yes. So it's on our website, which is dryedcreekpeach.com. And you can join our e-list. And I send out what is typically at least a weekly newsletter to give the update of what we are harvesting and where you can buy our fruit. And then I've been sending out an additional blast, which is what I'm going to be doing this afternoon, since we're picking tomorrow and opening the stand tomorrow. So that's more of an alert when we have something kind of up to an update. But traditionally, it's at least a weekly, because we do change every week what we're harvesting.
And the amazing go ahead.
The e-list is kind of amazing because it's been a clipboard signed up in the farm stand for the last 26 years.
Wow.
That's who's on the e-list.
And you have such a loyal following. Oh. I mean, people are just like waiting on your next release.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been really
I think I saw
nice.
It on Facebook that you had
right.
said we're open. And I mean, there must have been 40 comments within about 10 minutes. Like, I'm coming.
I know. And that's definitely grown over time for sure. And thanks to the help of you all. But also, I would say during the pandemic, when people had time and really wanted to work with food, they really researched us and found us.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, a change too
yeah.
that has added. And I think a lot of people have just, it becomes part of their summer ritual.
It does.
And it is. It's just a summer, you know, it's only summer. So
yeah. Do you have recipes on the website too?
Yes, we do have recipes on the website. And then with the newsletter, I ask people, do you want some recipes? So I'm going to start tossing out, depending on what we're harvesting and when, recipes that I think are particularly good with that very variety.
Yeah.
You know, because like one of my favorite recipes is a fresh fruit pie, fresh peach pie. But I would probably wait until we're in the freestone season. So I'm going to wait for that for a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
So just depending on the varieties that we're harvesting, I will send out what I think is a good use of that, good way to maximize
when
that.
You would know. When do the freestones come in?
Yeah, it's usually about a month out.
Okay.
So I guess Red Havens
that's
are kind of
Red Havens.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful, you know, that hails from Michigan, and it's,
yeah.
yeah, it's a beautiful.
Well, see, we're going to be back in Michigan next week in 2 weeks.
What? Really?
Yeah, so my wife and I, we've already listed all the Haven peaches in the area we're going to be. So we're going to try to do a Midwest peach tasting.
I think they get those late in the season.
Well, we'll be too early. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll get some Red Haven jam or something.
I know.
Like that.
Yeah, our spring summer is a little different than theirs.
Right. So you do have recipes on, and I want to mention that we've already posted the John Ash peach package, and John wrote last year in summer, stone fruits are one of my favorite things of summer, and a fresh picked peach is simply a divine experience. In my recent radio program, the KSRO Good Food Hour, we spoke with Gail Okamoa Sullivan with Dry Creek Peach, located in Healdsburg here in Sonoma County, etc., etc. So we have some of the greatest hits on this. The peach opal basil lemonade, peach and prosciutto bruschetta, spicy cold peach soup with piquito crab, arugula salad with grilled peaches, mortadella, and robiola. We also have fire and ice peach salad with feta, figs, and prosciutto. You know this recipe well, don't you, Emily?
I think this was one of the first recipes of my dad's that I tried as a kid at his Montgomery Village location and went like, you know, as I was not a fun kid for him to have because I was like, I'm going to be vegetarian. I'm only going to eat like bread and cheese. I don't want anything you're making, but I do, which, and he would send me to school with like a ahi tuna sandwich some kind of whole grain with like French butter. And I was like, God, what is this? I just want turkey and cheese. And anyway, I do remember trying this at his restaurant and thinking like, what is it like having a little aha moment
like
of
prosciutto.
Like, well, and just the fruit as a salad, you know, and not just a piece of fruit, but having it with a dressing on it and something that had a little spice and a little honey and mint and lime and kind of all these different things that I do remember having a little, maybe I will try some of your fruit.
Also, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Also,
he was pretty
good. In the recipe package, which you can go to the KSRO Good Food Hour website now, look to the recipes. We have the frise salad with peaches, crispy prosciutto, Point Reyes original blue, and maple vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. If that's not enough, the shrimp burgers with peach aioli.
Delish.
We also have the barbecued shrimp with fresh peach chutney recipe on there. The easiest baby back ribs with peach barbecue sauce. There's also the my grandmother's peach cobbler. Granny's original cobbler recipe with homemade Bisquick, I might add. Dry Creek peach cobbler, Gail.
A la Gail.
Recipe.
Yeah.
There's the peach galette recipe also. And if that weren't enough, there's the grilled pineapple and peach sundaes with rum lime glaze.
Yeah.
All that just to go on the KSR website. We'll take a break. We'll be back. A little bit more peach tasting right after this.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Listen to Dr. Walter Tom the first Thursday of the month on KSRO's Ask the Expert series from 12:30 to 1.
Dr. Walter Tom has been voted the best cosmetic surgeon every year since 2016.
His mission is to improve patient self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology in a warm and safe environment. Listen to podcasts of the show on KSRO.com. Just click on Ask the Expert. Tune in the first Thursday of the month for Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
Real leadership shows up when it matters. Todd Land served as a deputy sheriff, protecting our community. As mayor, he delivered visible results. Now he's ready to bring that same leadership to Sonoma County. Safer neighborhoods, lower costs, real accountability. Vote Todd Lands for Supervisor District 4. Leadership that delivers. Ad paid for by Action Committee for Todd Lands for Supervisor 2026. Ad committee's top funder, Molly Fleer. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Hey, Sonoma County, George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage, online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up, and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free, personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADAIR.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and GeorgeAdair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
Thank you.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $100 experience at Sensei Winery for just $50. Discover rare small lot varietals crafted with a rich family heritage tracing back to Croatia. Whether you choose a classic tasting with charcuterie for four or an exclusive VIP barrel tasting for two, you will experience the authentic Mediterranean spirit in every pour. Grab your $100 voucher for only $50 today at MySonomaDeals.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
So we're moving from peaches to jams and marmalade. What's next, Gail?
Right. So we have, you know, citrus. We are a peach farm, and we have 1,000 peach trees. So that is really what we grow. But we have this one massive orange tree, and we harvest it late, so it's kind of more of our spring harvest. So it was Patrick's idea to make some marmalade. So this is the
Patrick,
result.
All right.
I know. We did not think of this. He's like, we should do this. He was down in LA anyway. He's back up here now. So anyway, try the marmalade because I think, boy, our oranges are just really delicious.
It's really good.
I know.
It's and really good and bright and warm at the same time.
It tastes like it came right from Sicily.
I know. It is. It's like this burst of flavor. And then we also made our first.
Now, you have to talk about what's underneath the.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's the cookie.
It's the cookie. Do you want to?
You can tell them.
Well, anyway, it's an old school recipe. Not using any baking soda or baking powder, but actually using ammonia.
That's old school.
So this is cooking with history. So we're kind of going back in time a little bit and experimenting.
It's like ammonia cookies. So it needs a different name.
Got it.
Well, they need a marketing spin.
But the ammonia.
It's a great cookie.
Isn't it a beautiful cookie?
And really good with the marmalade on
I know.
It's delicious.
It's a beautiful cookie. So anyway.
And did your son make these
cookies? He did. He's a cook baker, and he loves reading history. So anyway, it's this really great combination of the two.
It's a historical
cookie.
It is.
The peach doesn't fall far from the tree. Your stand, it really
that's
is like
really good.
Like a throwback. You know, your stand, is, you know, it's got the little screen door.
I know, we're playing
like,
albums. It's vinyl
only. I love
only.
It. And so I feel like these cookies are just right at home.
It's very
it's old school, and it hasn't changed a bit.
Which is so great. And honestly, that's why my dad used to want to take me out there and took my kids out there, his grandkids, and was like, let's go there, because it just has this wonderful old school, you know, feel, which is worth visiting.
And what's sitting on top of the next cookie?
Oh, yeah. So this is our very first batch peach jam, and it's made from our first variety. So it's made from our rich maize. And what's sort of fun is we go, you know, we'll make jams throughout the year. So there will be, or not the year, but throughout the summer, I should say. And so there will be a white peach jam. And, you know, it kind of follows us. And then we do a very last batch of last chance peach jam, which
before
is at the end of the season.
Ed, before we run out of time, repeat the times that the farm stand is open.
Yeah, so we're open always on Wednesdays at noon. People ask us when we close, and we close until we run out. So we don't necessarily have a close time. We're also always at the Healdsburg Farmers Market on Saturdays at 8:30. And it does look like we may be opening our farm stand regularly on Sundays at noon, too. So anyway, you can visit our website at drycreekpeach.com. That's where you'll find information.
Thank you both for coming
in. Thank you.
And happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's try to maybe do something later in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Come on back.
Oh, that would be great.
See you next week, Emily.
See you then.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Steve Garner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The temperature inside a giant tank full of toxic chemicals is climbing by about 1 degree an hour, according to hazmat officials in Orange County, California. About 40,000 people there are under evacuation orders right now over concerns that tank could leak into a parking lot or explode.
Several tanks that are